With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is the features editor of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette, Becca Martin Brown.
I think there should be a disclosure on this. I'm going to talk about trout fishing in America.
What would be the full disclosure on that?
I love trout fishing in America.
You can't be completely unbiased.
I can't even be a little bit unbiased because my daughter thinks they're Elvis, the Beatles,
so do a
and
lot
National
of people.
Park Radio.
So do a lot of people.
They're celebrating 40 years this year. Keith played classical bass for the Houston Symphony. They were on strike.
Yeah.
He needed to make some money. He met Ezra, who was a garage band guitar player. They started playing music together. They went out to California. They were busking on the streets in California, trying to make enough money to get home.
Right.
Here we are 40 years later. They've got grown children. Keith has grandchildren. Adults with mortgages, and they still like each other, and they're still making music. So in honor of 40 years, they're doing some things.
Good.
Number one, they have a new live CD out. It's called Live at the Epic Theater and was recorded in Grand Prairie, Texas. And it's the perfect example of the thing that's kind of changing in their 40th year. Mm-hmm. It includes tracks like Where's Your Mama, which is this great, funny, laughing lament about being middle-aged. When I Was a Dinosaur, which is a kid's classic. And The Strangest Times, which is one of the old songs that has popped back up as they've looked back over their catalog of music. The plan is by the end of this year to have a 40th anniversary, maybe double CD.
Perfect.
With favorite things. They say the one thing they're going to give up this year is separating kids' stuff and adult stuff.
Okay.
So we'll get to hear more mixed concerts, which I think is great. And if you want to go check them out, because God forbid, perhaps you've never seen trout fishing in America. They're playing at 6:30 on Tuesday at the Botanical Garden in Fayetteville as part of the Artisphere Festival.
That'll be a fun time.
The concert is free. Here's the caveat. You need to reserve tickets at waltonartcenter.org/artisphere. And here's why. If it rains, please, God, let it rain because they have air conditioning. They'll move it to the Walton Arts Center.
Okay. Oh, but then there's only 1,200.
Then there's only 1,200 seats.
Gotcha.
So you need 1,201, actually. So you need to have a ticket. So get yourself a ticket. Get yourself to the Botanical Garden. Bring your kids, bring grandma and grandpa, bring everybody. They'll have a good time. Also this week, and also on Tuesday, so sorry, the Fort Smith Main Library is hosting an evening with Jennifer Farr Davis. She's an athlete, an author, and a National Geographic Adventurer of the Year. Mm. And she's speaking at 7 o'clock. It's free, but they'll have her books for sale. On Wednesday, the Fayetteville Public Library is hosting Monkey See, Monkey Do.
Yes, from the opera in the Ozarks, folks.
This is their children's outreach performance for the year. That's at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock. The Five and Dime series at the Walmart Museum in Bentonville is Wednesday with the UA faculty trio at 6 o'clock. And then on Thursday, it's Gully Park Concert Series.
Wow.
I'm going to mess up his name. Devin Gilfillian?
Yes.
At 7 o'clock. Yes. That's free. Again, if you've never been, really, go.
That's a lot of cool free stuff for 1 week.
Yeah. I'm thinking about reinstituting. We used to have three. We used to have a music calendar, an adult calendar, and a kid's calendar. I'm thinking about reintroducing the kid's calendar for the summer.
Introduce the free calendar.
Yeah.
You know? Everything that's on that
maybe
calendar is
free. Maybe it's $5 and under or something.
Yeah. Cheap date calendar.
Cheap date calendar, because it's crazy how much free stuff there is.
Becca Martin Brown is the features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.